Another scorching sunny day here in London at Coffee Mumbo Jumbo's HQ. And I ask you, are there any limits to what you can experiment with coffee? No limitations is what I say. So today, it's another experiment. You know that lately I've gotten into my cold brews and I've got the El Salvador Finca El Carmen orange bourbon roasted to perfection by Small Batch in Hove. And, I've had it on the cupping table. I've had it through the V60. I've had it as a Chemex, and it's a beautiful, delicate, lovely coffee. I've had it as a cold brew before as well. But what I've done today, additionally, I'm also testing and tasting live here, and I'm a bit nervous because I haven't tasted them side by side. In fact, I haven't even tasted that second one that I'm putting side by side to the El Salvadorian orange bourbon, and it is the Guatemalan Las Orquídeas Finca Flor del Café. It's also a bourbon, and I think it's probably a yellow bourbon. I don't think it's an orange bourbon, and I definitely don't think it's a red bourbon. So it's a bourbon, and the most common bourbons in Central America, South America, are the yellow bourbon. And this is roasted by no other than Coffee Mumbo Jumbo here on the hot top, and it tasted delicious as a filter coffee in the V60 and in the Chemex. And green beans, of course, from Third Wave Coffee Source Nadine Rasch, who is currently in Rimini and is up for Young Entrepreneur of the Year in relation to coffee, of course. So it's interesting to do that side by side. Sitting in the garden, where else would I be on a sunny day like this? And I will take my first sip now of the Las Orquídeas Finca Flor del Café Guatemala bourbon coffee. It looks a picture. In fact, there's nothing between them color-wise. Can't really see any difference. And I've treated them exactly the same way. I've used 32 grams of coarsely ground coffee. And I've added quality filtered water. And I let them sit. If I say 32 grams, that's of course for 500 milliliters of water, which is what I've used. And I've put them in the fridge for 24 hours. So, first sip of the Las Orquídeas. Mm-hmm. Does it remind me of it brewed in the V60 in a hot brew? Not really. Such a gentle way of extraction doing a cold brew. I love it. It just smooths everything out, but still gives you a hint of notes. And it's just so gentle on the palate. I'm going to take another sip. It's beautiful. It's subtle. It's beautiful. I'm going to, before I say anything else, going to take a sip of the orange bourbon El Salvador Finca El Carmen. Wow. Well, there is a subtle difference. I will say there's a subtle difference. There's a bit more predominant sharpness is the wrong word, but it just springs to mind. I can feel it more on my tongue, the Las Orquídeas. I think the orange bourbon is even gentler, mellower, but beautiful, very delicate. I'm going to take another sip of that one. Actually, I'm being watched by birds and entertained by birds in the garden. Isn't it lovely to hear chirping birds while you're sipping coffee? So I think I will stay at that verdict. I think the orange bourbon just a tiny bit more delicate, and the Las Orquídeas lovely. I don't know whether you've ever done cold teas. That's another thing to kind of get into. But I love cold brewed coffee. It's, they're both very, very, very gentle and a lovely mouthfeel, quite round, I would say, both of them. And at the end, you've got, and I've noticed this even on Kenyan cold brews, is you have this kind of caramel lingering finish. I don't know whether that's due to the cold brew being so gentle, but it is just a lovely, lovely experience. And I can't think of any better way of sipping on a cup of coffee in the summer months. I think that is something to experience. And then you've got the cascara, which I've done as well. You've got to listen to that brew as well, because that's, again, drives the palate into a completely different journey, and also lovely, lovely, lovely. I have to take another sip. Orange bourbon. Lovely. I love this coffee anyway. I'm just probably infiltrated with all the lovely sensation that I get from an orange bourbon. In particular, this one, Finca El Carmen from El Salvador, roasted by Joe, also part of the small batch team in Hove. And I must say, I haven't done a bad job myself roasting the Las Orquídeas. Very nice. I will remain saying that you feel the Guatemalan a bit more on your tongue, but it's also gentle. It just kind of gives you a bit more sparkle, even is the wrong word, because of course there are no sparkles, but it just lets you feel more on the tongue that this coffee is maybe a bit more alive. I'm going to keep it at that and encourage you to do cold brews, especially in the summer months.